In this bulletin, tensions continue between Iran and the US, 127 bushfires still burning in New South Wales, and Nissan's former chair says he's ready to face court wherever he can get a fair trial. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. United States President Donald Trump says Iran appears to be standing down after missile strikes on two US troop bases in Iraq. The strikes were believed to be in retaliation for the drone attack which killed Iranian military figure Qasem Soleimani. The Trump administration has confirmed the US plans to put economic sanctions in place until Iran changes its approach. Mr. Trump says no US soldiers were harmed and its country's forces are prepared, but Iran could be easing its actions.
Nations have tolerated Iran's destructive and destabilizing behavior in the Middle East and beyond. Those days are over. Iran has been the leading sponsor of terrorism, and their pursuit of nuclear weapons threatens the civilized world. We will never let that happen.
Iran says it will not give black boxes from the crashed Ukraine International Airlines back to the US or plane maker Boeing. An investigation is underway to determine why the Boeing 737-800 crashed shortly after taking off from Tehran's main international airport, killing 176 people. Ukraine International Airlines says the jet, which first came into service in 2016, passed its last planned technical service on January the 6th. Iran says it will follow International Civil Aviation Organization parameters and analyze the flight recorders in the country where the accident occurred. Still overseas, and Nissan's former chair, fugitive Carlos Ghosn, says he's ready to face court wherever he can have a fair trial. Mr. Ghosn fled Japan in December 2019 ahead of his trial for alleged financial misconduct and travel to Lebanon. He says his lawyers couldn't assure him that his trial would be fair in Japan, so he wanted to escape a rigged system. Mr. Ghosn says his detention conditions in Japan undermine his human rights and dignity.
I pleaded my innocence, but I did so while constrained by handcuffs and bound by a leash around my waist, which was used to walk me into the courtroom. I was in the midst of being held indefinitely in solitary confinement after several failed attempts at bail. I had just spent the Christmas a New Year holiday alone and in confinement.
Back in Australia and in New South Wales, 127 bushfires are still burning, with 56 uncontained. More favourable weather conditions have given firefighters some reprieve, but the dampened grounds are limiting backburning efforts. The Rural Fire Service's Ben Shepherd says the situation is frustrating as conditions are set to worsen.
So we haven't been able to set fires to try and control the fires. It's definitely taken the sting out of the significant fire, but look, over the next 24 to 48 hours, we will start to see things heat up again as we move towards Friday, where we are likely to see bad fire weather settle across the state once again.
Victoria's Premier is warning the state is to be on alert for the rest of the week ahead of further fire threats expected on Friday. Warning messages will be sent out today on what could be the last day of respite before Friday's hot conditions. Temperatures are forecast to rise and increase the fire danger for the state's north tomorrow. And residents of Kangaroo Island in South Australia are facing more fire danger, with fears a blaze could breach containment lines. A fire on the island has already burned 160,000 hectares of national parkland, and a total fire ban is in place. The Country Fire Service has evacuated the town of Vivonne Bay, which is mostly a holiday destination. Two people died on the island after they became trapped when returning to their family property. In sports, a 35-year-old Russian skater has fallen during a rehearsal for the opening ceremony of the Youth Winter Olympics. The woman was being hoisted by a cable attached to a stadium roof in Lausanne, where she lost balance. Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. It's sunny in Perth, 28. Very hot conditions for Adelaide, 40 degrees. Smoke haze for Melbourne, 31. Mostly sunny in Hobart, 28. Smoky for Canberra, 28. Smoke haze as well with a possible light shower for Wollongong, 23. Cloudy in Sydney. Smoke haze, a top of 25. Possible shower for Newcastle, 25 as well. In Brisbane, mostly sunny and 31, a shower or two for Cairns, 33, and in Darwin, a shower or two, a possible storm, 33 degrees for you. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.